the graveyard of Madina Munawwara. When one undertakes the Mubarak journey to the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then one should also ensure that he visits Jannatul Baqi, the Qabristan, the graveyard of Madina Munawwara. Indeed, after the qabrs of the Anbiya alayhimus salam, this is the most virtuous of all graveyards. The earth in this area is filled with treasures of Iman, Islam, Ikhlas and truth. What a treasure lies beneath this ground. How true is the poem of Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahimahullah. The translation is, how is it that the earth has consumed the skies? Never before was there such a treasure buried beneath the earth. If one is well versed with the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his illustrious companions, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, one will shiver on every step he takes in Jannatul Baqi. Your tears will saturate the ground beneath you. Every space in this Qabristan shouts out the calls of Iman, A'mal, Jihad and Muhabbat, love. Beneath every mound of sand around you lies the most valuable treasure of Islam. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah would advise the visitor to Madina Munawwara as follows, that visit Jannatul Baqi every day. The people of Madina Munawwara should do so every Friday. To do so daily is mustahab and especially on Fridays. But before going to Jannatul Baqi, first make salam at the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many sahaba radiallahu anhum are buried in Jannatul Baqi. Some historians say that there are about 10,000 sahaba radiallahu anhum buried there. Make dua for all of the inmates of Baqi. It is mustahab to greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day as well as those buried in Baqi. As the Aisha radiallahu anha says, whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come to my house, he would always visit Jannatul Baqi first. Another argument.